First, I want to welcome everybody back. We finished the unit on Hilchos Chanukah, so Be'ez Hashem, later today we'll get the notes out from Hilchos Chanukah, and there'll be a test on that Be'ez Hashem Thursday. I want to start this series of the halachas of Birchas HaPeiros. So we spoke about Hamotzi, we spoke about Mazonis, we spoke about Brei Pi HaGofen, I want to speak about Brei Pi HaDoma and Brei Pi HaEitz, and that's the next set of halachas we'll talk about. Just as in the way of an introduction, for the proper bracha to apply to the fruits, be it adama or be it ha'etz, wherever it is, there's a few criteria which have to be met. Some of them are very rarely negated to us in our setting nowadays. We're not living in a agricultural society, rural setting. We're going to be going out to picking the fruit ourselves for the most part. So not going to focus too much on those points. And some of them are more in within our realm, and we're going to focus in more on those points. But for today, I'm going to mention all of them, and as we talk, we'll see that some of them we'll spend more time in than others. So the first point is some which is that the fruit should have reached a certain point of growth, and it's fully grown. And again, usually you're not getting this type, other type of fruit in the market, so that's not going to be, we won't spend too much time on that. It has to be something which is fit to eat. Also, unless you're talking about eating your rotten apples, which most of you are not, we're not going to be talking about too much about that. It has to be eaten in the normal fashion. If it's normally eaten and cooked, you have to cooked, raw, and that we will spend time talking about that. Number four, it has to be the ikar of the pre, as opposed to, let's say, your situation where a person's eating seeds. What bracha do you make on pumpkin seeds, etc.? It's not the ikar of the pre. What bracha do they get? And it has to be planted for that purpose, which is not within our purview, but it is negeya and halacha. You have to find out what information from the companies and the growers, how they're planting these things and what they're planting it for. It has to be the fruit itself as opposed to juices and soups, and that's a discussion. We'll talk about fruit juices and fruit soups, what bracha to make on that. And it says the halacha that the tzuras of pri should be nicker still. It should be a creamed applesauce, a mashed potato, where it's creamed, that you don't see it anymore. What type of bracha do those things get? So those are the seven things we mentioned. Again, that it's to be fully grown. It has to be something which is fit to eat. It has to be eaten in the normal fashion. It has to be the main part of the pre as opposed to the seeds, etc. It has to be planted for that purpose. It has to be not a liquid from the pre, but the pre itself. And it has to be still that it's nicker. It's still, you can recognize it as opposed to a jelly, a cream, an applesauce or something of that sort. Okay, Shir Beshem will be at 9:15. Have a good morning.